Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. It's going to be an awesome night. I can tell how the night is rolling in right now. The callers are just calling in and everybody's on deck. Tonight, the many seasons of music. But before we go too deep into the topic, let's cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform that we can come together and express ourselves collectively as a community. Grow side by side as we reach out to help one another build a platform that can help many artists across this country. Lord, we thank you for the information that you provide for us here and through us, through the industry insider's perspective to give back to the music industry. We ask that you bless all people who put their time in and bless them as they go forward in this industry of music. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. All right, guys, tonight, the many seasons of music. And you might say to yourself, what is that all about? Well, music goes through seasons. And just like the weather changes, so does the seasons for music changes. You have your love songs around Valentine's Day, Christmas songs during Christmas. You have your sad songs, breakup songs. I'll let Raw Dog actually give us a spiel. And I'm going to go to him first, and then I'm going around that panel. Raw Dog, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Well, hello, Poetic. Good evening. Good evening. Yeah, we started this discussion the other day, just you and I, and talking about the different seasons of the flavors in the music, you know. Whereas summer, we're coming out of that, and that was the mix and greet and the dance and the barbecue music, you know, the festive type sounds. And, you know, now we're going into the you cheated on me. I don't know if I can forgive you. We need time to think, you know. Let me find out how my heart is. And then during the holidays, we're going to go through the season of Please Forgive Me music, you know. I'm sorry, you know. And as you get past the first of the year, you're going to go through the I Love You, I Want to Be With You, Let's Get Married. And then you're going to go through the wedding portions in June. And back again, we go back to the meet and greet in the summertime. But, yeah, you know, we talked about that, and it kind of made you laugh because as we went through it, you kind of went, yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of the young people don't realize there are seasons for music.
Awesome, man. What an opening statement. Then we're going to go to our lady who haven't been here for a minute. But we're going to go to Tiffany and get her take on things. Late. Tiffany Hightower, welcome to Hip Hop National.
I just love that you put Raw Dog in front of me. Isn't this wonderful? what I like to say, I'm going to be as nice as I can today. I really am because I'm tired. But I will start by saying, yes, there are seasons of love, but I will broaden that and say that it's not just seasons of love, seasons of I'm sorry, seasons of, you know, I cheated, and seasons of, you know, please take me back. Instead, there's also seasons of, okay, it's time for music for the radio, it's time for music for the dance parties, it's time for music for the cookouts, and it's time for music for film, which is what I do. So, you know, I just want to say that instead of just thinking, okay, in terms of people nowadays, and this is a huge thing for me, it's a huge thing because as I'm going through and looking for soundtrack artists, you know, I tend to pretty much be focused on composers and focused on, you know, getting the rights of music from artists like Patti LaBelle. Well, what happened to our generation? Why is it that our generation is not making that music that we need that's going to last for decades and last for lifetimes? We're not doing that yet. Really, I mean, Beyonce's, you know, doing her thing. Okay, she's trying a little bit. But still, it's not the same as the Luther Vandross, as the Patti LaBelle's. It's just not. And instead, what people don't understand is if the young artists today, if they can spend time thinking about how their music can transcend, you know, transcend this generation right now and go so much further, then they would have so much more of a productive career, productive, you know, lifetime, and also their music would last for decades and ages. And that's what we need to see. That's what I have to say.
Wow. I love the way you
How come she didn't want to follow me? And I asked about her the other day.
God bless you guys. It's good to be on the board again. I just wanted to say hello to the panel, and it's good to hear your voice again, myself, Tiffany, and God bless you to Hip Hop National. And I just like to say from the last sister response and what she said, I just like to make it quick since we're opening. And my question that I want to attack your head with is, are we really talking about season or fad? I agree to Raw Dog when it comes to the holidays, the Christmas, the Easters, the Halloweens, et cetera. But I just wonder, with the other seasons, are we really talking about the period of a mood, or are we really talking about a period of fad? Like Tiffany said, we don't have that longevity music that we used to hear back in the day that you can play anytime and it'll last forever. So I think right now, instead of the season, it seems like it's more of a fad time for me. And maybe y'all can hit on that.
Yeah. Well, before we hit on that, let's see what Pusa Lee has to say. Pusa Lee, welcome to Hip Hop National.
I'm a blue dude, but I heard what the lady said. But what? Give me a little insight on what y'all going there tonight.
We talking about the many seasons of music, you know.
Oh, okay, okay.
During Christmas, we have Christmas songs. During Valentine's, we have our love songs. During the summertime, we have our meet and greet, where our dogs say, you know, laid out the different seasons in which we affect the time of season when music is played, and a lot of artists don't realize that that's that time when you create that type of music.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay. What's your thoughts?
I mean, I can make myself ready. That ain't hard. the overall season of music, because I heard one of the panelists speak on the artists of the day and time and why we can't get the type of music that, you know, the Luthers and the Betty Wrights did that was, I would say, more beneficial intellectually, you know, and for the soul. And that's really one of the things. Music overall, used to be directed towards the soul or provided something for the soul, you know, and the intellect. Nowadays, I believe music is just more of a big emotion, and I think it's corner-minded. The people that are doing music nowadays, they don't think about, you know, the four seasons, the four quarters of the year. They don't think about the overall concept of music and what it does. They pretty much get on songs and they just pretty much fantasize, you know. And if they are weak in a lot of areas like love, you won't get that much love. And if you do get a love song from it, it becomes twisted in a way to where it desensitizes what love really is. Instead of saying my lady, you start hearing my B. And I think that overall, music still does what it do. I just think in today's time, it's just diluted. I don't think it changed from what music designed to do over the four quarters, but I think it's diluted overall.
All right, let's start with this. Do you think that music has been desensitized? Is a love song a love song today? Because, you were just saying, you just said that it's instead of talking about baby, you're saying the B word, calling her your B.
I believe that they are love songs. Take it like this. When you get your Osley Brothers, your Joe Simons, your Johnny Taylors, when you listen to those kind of songs, you hear love, you hear passion, you hear pain,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when you get the Lil Wayne's and you get the, let's just say, J. Cole, even the Drake, you still hear it, but the problem is you have a distinction of real love and fake love. You know, the real love, a man would convict himself to his own feelings behind that woman back in the days. Nowadays, with this fake love, is hidden behind pride. You know, they get out there and they say these things, but it's to make themselves more important. To sum it up, back in the days when you had love songs, people sung love songs based on how they related to the love. Nowadays, people rap love songs on how the love relates to them, and usually that's in an arrogant way. And that's what you really got in the difference in the distinction of love songs from back in the days in the 80s and 70s and 60s versus the love songs now.
Okay. Tiffany, what's your thoughts?
Honestly, I think that I really feel that we need to go a little bit more outside the box. And what I mean by that is that, and it's not just because right now I am looking for soundtrack artists. It's not just because of...
I'm going to help you with that.
It's also
I got
because
it.
Of the fact...
So, meanwhile...
I'm just putting it out there. But this is the thing, is that when you think about the greater scheme of things, and you think about the fact that, you know, music does serve a purpose. Music is to show love. Music is to make people happy, to make people sad, to do all those things. You know, yes, this is very true, but at the same time, I'm still asking the question, where is that timeless music? Where is that? Where does it come from? Because right now, I have a hard time finding it, and I did, to be honest with you, I did not expect that it would be that difficult to find talented artists that could, you know, make and perform music that would transcend time and transcend all the experiences that we're going through right now. Because actually what we go through in life right now is a season, but at the end of the day, it's that music that lasts. So what I want to say is that Broaden it more. I mean, I'm one of those people that I listen to everything from classical to alternative, some rap, rock, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, I listen to music that is good music. And I have to say, that is what I'm waiting for. That's what I'm waiting for now from any of these artists that are out here. You know, because even when you think about the great artists, like the Beyoncé, why is Beyoncé good? Beyoncé's good because of the fact that she makes us feel like she's close to one of those old school artists, like the Patti LaBelles, like the Aretha Franklins, like the artists that did, you know, and still last, and we still put in the radio to listen to, need it. That's the reason. But it's nothing new, is what I'm saying. This is what I'm begging for artists to come out with something new that makes a statement for itself and that also will be something that we will remember as long as we're on this earth, and hopefully other young, you know, young kids will be listening to after we're gone. That's all I'm saying.
Can I jump in here, Poetic?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, she said something that when she started off, she said, you know, inside the box. What we have to realize is that, you know, the majority of the music that we're hearing now are from young artists that are not being mentored by the older artists. You know, Michael Jackson didn't sing love songs until we felt he was old enough to understand love. You know, a lot of the young artists, if they did a love song, I'm not convinced that I would enjoy it because I don't think they would understand what they'd be singing. They might get lyrics and do a cover of a Patti LaBelle or someone like that, or an Aretha, but it wouldn't have the emotion in it. And I think that's because they're not mentored by the elders. The music coming out, they're mentoring each other, the young folks. So they're missing that one element to understand that music and the songs that last, that have shelf life, they have emotion in them. And so what happens, you get someone singing the words beautifully, but they're not convincing. They're not, you know, you don't feel as though they understand what they're singing if they're singing a love song. And so they miss in that way, you know, because you got to realize Motown was mentored by Berry Gordy and elders to qualify the songs that were coming out, you know, Lamont and Dozier. It was, you know, they cultivated the artists as they came up. Now, when you start to thinking about people, you know, now Toni Braxton, she's got some good love songs, you know, and you can believe them because she has the emotion in them. But it's the industry is no longer. The elders are sitting back and letting the young folks produce the music and qualify the music. And I think that's where they're missing the boat for any longevity, because it's just not, it lacks the emotion. I think it was Frankie D said that about the digital music, that, you know, yes, it's musical. It sounds good, but it lacks that human side of it to understand. They've been there. They went through that. And I, you know, I doubt that if a young person were to sing a love song, that I would actually believe they understood what they were singing. And so I think that's why they're not touching it, because just like I say, they don't know. A Beyoncé, she's still too young to really give you the point that she understands love, relationships, and what have you. You know, she's too busy out there trying to dance and be young. You know, so when we start talking about, you know, the Luthers and, you know, the Arethas, the only one that I can think of is Anthony Hamilton. Now, he's out there. Now, he can sing the heck out of a love song. And, you know, he reminds me of the elders, you know. And so when we start to say new artists, I think they have to be somewhat mature in age. so that they can sing those songs and they know the emotions. You got to go through it before you can you can perform it. You know, I don't think you can fake that side of it. Jennifer Hudson, after her mother and her brother were killed, she sang a song, and she had emotion in that. And you could kind of understand that that she had felt some pain. She had felt some loss. And it was, you know, it was in her voice, you know. So it's the kind of thing that, you know, you have to sit back and go, okay, I can see that she's been through something. What do you think about that, Poetic?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think. I think I'm about to bring another caller. 623-210. Go ahead, Captain Porter.
Yes, I'd like to say hello to everybody on the panel. I've been enjoying what I've been hearing thus far. And
Captain Porter, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Brighton, Colorado.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I won't be long, but I just would like to just add a little flavor by reciting something that I believe fits right into the program. Then I'll be finished. Honey never ran so sweet from the lips of perfection. I've never witnessed such a tender love reaction. Lover's kiss in the night, passion escapes the light. Warm eyes wait for the sun, while blessings pour from up above. Crystal rivers run, where skies forever remain blue. My thoughts are far from this feeble age, where love seems to never set the stage. The earth spins like a top, balanced by God's magnetic touch. Often takes me to the place where love never rusts. Thoughts of you constantly run through my mind, like snakes from numerical snakes. These feelings I cannot shake. My love often calls for you in the open rain. In your arms I feel no pain, spoken from the sweet lips of perfection.
All right. Too bad I ain't got these little effects on the board where I can throw some claps. You know what I'm saying? Something in there. Anyway, it does go into what we're talking about. It's the today. I want to know why do you guys think that we are the kids today are desensitized in emotion when it comes to the many seasons of music? You know, when the time comes for a Christmas song and a real love song, why do you think that? I mean, is it the time, the era that we're in, that they're against the influences of what they're feeling socially? You think maybe that have an effect to how they write? Let's go with you, Hatch.
Hey. I was just soaking in so much, and I'd like to say to the brother that was beautiful poetry, and I bet you any amount of money he's not 18 years old. But hey, we went. Y'all just flew by me. Y'all just said so much, and I'm trying to catch up because y'all went from season to love songs and fillers before you would jump back in, but. I love what Raw Dog said when he said young producers are the ones that's being the ones that's producing and being considered qualified for the music today. So when you have young people doing music and creating music, like you say, there's no maturity, you know. So when we're talking about the separation from us, I think we talked many episodes before that the blessing that we had coming up in our generation growing, that we had the opportunity to hear all types of gender of music. And I think that's the ploy and the compliments that we receive from being music listeners. So we sit there, and from mom and pops, we heard from jazz to the gospel to R&B, you know, to funk. We heard all the genders. now today, it just seems like the generation is just focused on what is happening for the time. And they're not taking the time or the opportunity to explore. So they might go through some old records to hear a sound that they might want to sample to put on their song and their rap. And I just like to say, we're talking about hip-hop. Hip-hop ain't about love. And when we look at this generation, as the earlier brother said, it's a difference. We were singing about love back in the day. Today we're singing about lust, about power, and about control. You know, these kids have.
I can't say that. You say hip hop not about love. You got some hip hop artists that can throw down a decent love rap. It's just
this is why I said that. Just like the other brother said, we're using the word and we kind of being easy about it. We're saying love, but not true love. You know, it's broken down into two categories, love or lust. Most of the songs that you hear, when they singing about love, they singing about what they want to do with love. They're not singing about the emotional attachment and the connection between the two people, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the part
they're talking about that action. The action.
Exactly.
They want to get to the fruit real quick.
Exactly. You know,
I mean, a
minute ago, you know, I was thinking about the young groups, and Rajal mentioned Michael Jackson. You know, I mean, even today with the kids, you know, the Jackson 5 has Stop the Love You Saved, New Editions had Telephone Man, you know, Stacey Ladisaw had Love on the Two-Way Street. Remake, you know, so even the kids, even when they sung about love, we call it puppy love back in the day. So they were singing that category of their age and stage and learning about love. You know, now you'll take someone that's the age of Michael Jackson today, and he already talking about hitting it. You know, so I just leave it at that. If anybody else want to jump on it, you know, maybe
I'm
wrong. I'm here to learn myself, you know.
I'll let
Pooja
Lee follow up with that one.
Pooja Lee. I mean, honestly, I would have to say I agree with what he's saying, because in this generation, when we use the word love, it's kind of like a lie to the listener. You know, let me give you a quick story, because I know we got commercial break in 3 minutes. So let me say this.
Thank you Pooja Lee.
Okay. When I was growing up under my daddy, you know, my mom, you know, we would get in the car, and they would put up. They would play all these old classical songs that drove me crazy because I didn't understand and I didn't care to hear it. But the tape would go backwards and forward because they had the cassette tapes, and they would just go backwards and forward, and you would just hear all these love songs, and then. At the state of mind I was in, I was more of a perverted child because I was molested by an older lady when I was young. So all my mind was on just anything that referred to sex. Then one day my mom played this song about sexual assault, I Need a Freak. Oh, it made me jump up like I won the lottery. And I stuck to that mind state for so long. And then as I got older, I learned what these older songs was about, so it kind of converted me to understanding what the love songs was about. When I go play those songs around my friends, they wanted to hear Street Military, Ice Cube, N.W.A. When I would go jam these old songs, people would look at me like, man, what's wrong with you? And I was trying to explain to them for us what I thought love was. And the first thing the older guys at that time would tell me is, man, you don't need to be listening to no love songs. You don't need to be loving these hoes and all that. So it kind of conditioned me to be that way for a while. It almost makes it seem like the young generation look at love as weak. So they built this arrogance, and that's what they promote. The love is in us, but we promote that arrogance and that fake love. Yeah, I love you, but I ain't finna, you know, be no fool for you. I ain't finna be this way with you. So they desensitize the love and the true affection, and that's why you get all this, like I said, fake music. And like old boy said, it does revert to lust. And right now we're going to go to commercial break, and when we get back on, I'll finish.
All right, y'all heard it. Only right here on Hip Hop National Radio. I tell you, just like this tonight, we talk about the many seasons of music. Pootie Lee was putting it down, and when we come back, we're going to let him go ahead and finish that thought out. Definitely finish that thought out, because I tell you, just like this, man, he just laid down the hammer. And we'll be back in just a moment. Y'all tune in Monday through Saturday. Tune in to Dr. AT. Get your music played. Upload it today. www.hiphopnational.com. And promote it out to your family, your friends, and your fans that your music is being supported and played right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
From the streets to the radio throughout Central Florida, it's your girl, Lady Boss LD, and Lady Mia, Lady Cicelato, bringing you exclusive interviews on various hip-hop artists from the past, present, and future. So keep tuning in to Hip Hop National Radio for LD and Lady Mia for the real source on hip-hop news, fashion, and upcoming events. Central Florida, we're looking for rappers in the game, or if you're an upcoming artist and want to be heard, hit up the ladies with the latest to set up your interview. Let the nation know what's going on with you and your music. So contact LB and Lady Mia at Hip Hop National, 877-580-8555. That number again is 877-580-8555. HipHopNationalRadio.com. LB, what's that website again? HipHopNationalRadio.com.
All right, it seems like I'm having some board issue, guys. We're back, www.HipHopNational.com. And we were talking with Pootie Lee. And Pootie Lee, I'm going to open up the line. I pray that I'm still connected with everybody. Pootie Lee, are you there? Just like I said, guys, I'm maybe having some technical issues.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let me slow it down now, because I was trying to rush everything in 3 minutes. Let me swing a sledgehammer with blindfold on right quick. Love is one thing that has to be taught. Let's start with that. It has to be taught. And most of the songs you would hear coming out, I don't care how many artists it was back in the days, it always resorted to love, usually between a man and a woman, you know, or to some type of situation that was affecting them, or some experience they was going through. From every artist you heard, every group, Temptations, Five Heartbeats, Smokey Robinson, these guys, they were smooth with what they did. And they was taught that. You know, they was taught the definition of love, you know, how important love is, how good love is for the soul, for the mentality. You know, everything was based off love, because they was pretty much embedded that in their heads that God was love. When the younger generation came, by me being born in 1980, I don't know where the class of love had stopped teaching, you know, us how to love. I think with us, it became more disciplined, and it made us, they kind of suppressed the young generation to where, hey, you know, they didn't teach us nothing. They just disciplined us all the time. And we kind of got outrageous in our thinking and our manner of life and our behavior. And I think when we transferred into the music industry, and I got to say this too, I kind of fought the labels because I'm like Raw Dogg. If you go back and watch the Temptations, they were stressed to make a hit. You know, they didn't have what you call creative control like the artists of today's time have. I think that also falls into a subject of greed because when it came to a point where, hey, we can just put music out on the radio and play it 1,000 times and they'll make them like it. And, you know, they sell 100,000 copies first week, we good. Then you had a lot of, I call them mom and pop record labels, because that's all they really cared about was a quick fix to make a little dollar and then they'll file bankruptcy and carry on. So I think when you merge that, what you had was children or kids who didn't really understand nothing about what they was doing, and then you had labels that was focused on greed, and then they combined it and joined forces, and it became all about the mighty dollar, and overall it hurted, or like I said earlier, diluted, you know, what music was really all about. And it also shows the mentality of this young generation, and which got a lot of elderly people afraid because they said, hey, man, we in trouble. But I also tell everybody, refer to the Bible, and you will see that God spoke this and is now in existence. So we can either fix it or we can go through it and witness the next chapter of what's about to happen. And I kind of wanted to take my statement that way.
Wow, I really like that, Pusha.
Well, you know, you spoke
Radio.
A lot of truth. This is Raw Dog. You spoke a lot of truth there. And, you know, the funny thing about it is that, okay, hip-hop, and I think Hatch said this, hip-hop is not R&B. And when you think of R&B, it's rhythm and blues, you know. And if we want to talk about some of the songs about love and what have you, we'd have to go back and start at the blues side of it.
Yo, yo,
when
yo.
We talk about Bobby Blue Bland and, you know, Johnny Taylor and even B.B. King, you know, the blues was the love side and the beginning of that love song music, you know, Billie Holiday, you know. And then when we start to transition it to dance and what have you with the rhythm, with the blues, we then cultivated it into a point of the Aretha Franklins and you know, the Gladys Knights, and you know, so we brought something forward. How do we get hip hop with the emotional blues addition to it, or is it just going to stay hip hop? And without that emotional side in it, we have to ask ourselves that question, because I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to transform something that may not fly, you know, because hip-hop is, you know, Hat said lust, you know, it's not romance, it's not love, it's not relationships, it's about, you know, hitting it in the club like Usher, you know. And so you start to think about that and you say, are we trying to put a square peg in a round hole, or are we just trying to relate the point that the seasons bring about different genres in music to come forward?
Hello? I'm not sure if anyone can hear me. It seems like the board here at Block Talk Radio has given us a problem. I don't know. For some reason, everything has blanked out. I hung up to call back in, and it still seemed like the same issue. Is anybody live on the board? Testing 1, 2, 3. Is anyone alive on the board with me? I do apologize that we are having some technical issues. Blog Talk also had it last night. I will be contacting Blog Talk to resolve this issue going forward. I don't know what the issue is, but I do want to state that we do appreciate everybody who has participated in tonight's topic. The many seasons of music, unfortunately, it don't seem we're going to be able to complete our thoughts here tonight. But you guys, please continue to tune in Monday through Saturday for live music with Dr. AT, and plus the discussions on Tuesday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, full music Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and with Crimson Line Ministry on Sunday. Log on to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your music today. Thank you guys for coming. Really appreciate it. Y'all have a blessed evening. Appreciate everyone.
Are you there, Poetic?
Yes, I am. Did you guys hear me?
Okay. Blog Talk seems to be having the same difficulties they were having yesterday evening when the board froze up and it threw me off, literally. Did you want to play that half hour worth of music just so that they could hear that?
Yes, we could. Is my line open, Rodolfo?
It's open as far as the board is. Now, the other three lines are closed.
Is everybody
I can
else
open those.
Everybody still
I could
there?
I could not even hear you over the internet. So I don't know if anyone else could hear you.
No, I can hear
all
you.
All lines are open now.
I can hear you.
Yeah. I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
You guys heard me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Now I'm back.
Okay.
Hello. You know, your part, like, when you were on, I heard, you know, your part came on. It didn't have a problem.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Then all of a sudden, it just threw me off. Like, it's time for you to move.
So everybody.
Hello.
Everybody
hello.
Still.
Hello. Let's continue the discussion.
Yes.
I do apologize. You know, I almost ended
yes,
the show.
I don't think it's getting any transmission.
Well,
can you
continue with me?
Yes.
Okay, we can hear each other, but I don't know if it's going out over the internet because of the fact that I have the internet link and the sound went totally off.
Well, meanwhile, let's finish our discussion. Tiffany, take the floor.
Well, this is the thing is that the last thing I heard before I was kicked off, too, was the gentleman talking about, you know, love and, you know, songs about love.
Tell me it's still going on with the show on the phone. Basically, you can hear the broadcast over the phone.
Rob, close that line for a second.
No names. I don't know which one you're talking about.
Well, close that line and let me talk. I'm just kidding.
Okay, which your area code?
I don't have access to the board at the moment.
Okay, I cannot tell which is Tiffany. I got an 832.
I'm me right here.
You tell Frank I said, say, baby.
All right, now,
y'all
you guys are trying
crazy.
To drive me a little crazy.
Y'all messing up my show.
Tiffany.
It's my turn. Thank you.
Can you tell me your area code?
Yes, it's 765.
Ah, okay. Now I can do that. See, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now you can talk.
Okay, well, thank you. What I wanted to say is that before I was kicked off the line, the last gentleman I heard was talking a lot about love songs and stuff like that, which is, you know, kind of stayed there for quite a while. I am a writer. This is what I do. I write full-length feature films about love. Every single one that I write is about love. And the thing about it is, it's not that young people don't understand love. What it is that a lot of times young people don't know how to express love. So that leads us into the songs where it seems like it's all about, you know, when can I get it type deal, you know? But then you go back to, you mentioned somebody who I really, really do like a lot as an artist, and that's Toni Braxton. You know, I mean, Toni has, she had a sick way of getting you to understand the good and the bad of love, you know, from Seven Ho Day, and not a word from you, from that to just pure love and pure angst and pure happiness. She was able to do that. Whereas a lot of artists today, it's like they have a hard time transitioning from one side of love to the other side of love, because love is not just, you know, black and white. It's not just all happy, of course not. But at the same time, it's that even transition to be able to have that a lot of times young artists cannot do. They haven't been through it, which is, I think, what you said, Raw Dog, and I think the other gentleman said that as well. It's about knowing that. It's about knowing the whole picture of life, love, success, happiness, sex, and being able to, I mean, Al Green was able to talk about sex in such a beautiful way that almost everybody has had sex to Al Green's songs. Okay, I mean, like, seriously.
This is a fact.
You know what I mean? This is a fact. But the thing about it is he did it in such a classy way that we are losing. We're losing the class in music. That's the problem.
I love the way she said Al Green.
You don't know.
Yeah, now I know. You know what? Now here's something funny. The lyrics. Here's the lyrics to one song. Watch yourself. Show me what you're working with. The funny part about it is Al Green. She hit the nail on the head. I think more love has been made to Al Green and Luther Vandross and Marvin Gaye. But Marvin kind of put that twist on it when he came out with that Sexual Healing. It was more of a therapeutic rather than a point of, hey, love, you know. I can tell that she has seen both sides of it. And, you know, I don't think the young folks understand both sides of it. Until you go through it, I don't think you can relate it to anyone. And I think that's the part of that hip-hop issue, you know, because They're not transcending over and trying to bring out the blues portion in hip hop, which was about emotion and the ups and downs and, you know, that type of point, you know, when it came to relationships. You know, it was never about making a decision, you know. So, you know, hey, it works that way. Now, let me look at this And let me see what Pootsie Lee, because he comes up with a lot of good stuff. Pootsie Lee, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What do you have to say about all of this?
Okay. Can I take a right turn just for like 5 minutes? They go
drive
a whole different direction. Okay. Let's focus on the whole love, the whole structure of love, you know, where it comes from, where it originates from, and kind of see what understanding from the, you know, past generation of music to now. I do believe the older generation was more biblically inclined than this younger generation. I believe they had those mamas and grandmas that made them go to church and made them learn and kind of understand the meaning of love and God is love. But I always base love song off of marriage. And when I say that means I have to go to the instructions or some of God's instructions of marriage and love, how it functions, and how people relate to it. What I mean by that, I think, is in 2 Timothy, if you look at just where God talked to the man and the woman and how he puts it out there, he say, wives, obey your husbands, see to it you respect them. He never tell a woman to love a man in the Bible. He never tell a woman that. He tell a woman to respect. And I use that to say that's what you got as the young generation. I would refer to the woman as the young generation. You know, respect the older generation. Respect what you know, they rules, they regulations, what they tell you that I've taught them or they learn from me because they're older and wiser. Then you look at the man, he tells the man, he said, hey, love your wife as I love the church and give yourself up as a substitute. That's what you hear in the music from the older generation. You hear a lot of giving of their testimony and life through the music. Now, if you take that and you cross it to, or you bring to today's time, it's been swapped around. You, what I mean by that, you get women who meet men and they settle for the respect less than the love. And then you meet men who settle for the love of a woman and not the respect. And when you do that, that's what you you create a generation of music of what you can today in time. You got a lot of artists who just don't care for the love of music. They just go out and just do whatever they feel they want to do, which would be the woman if she don't have the respect or love, I mean respect for the man that she's with. She would pretty much be the type of woman who would just go out and pretty much give her body before she give her soul. And that's what you get in the music. You get people who give just their fantasies, their lifestyle, but they don't give you their true soul. Unlikewise, the man, you know, if he go out and he basically just give a woman respect and don't give her the love that God told him to give, then what you going to have? You're going to have a older generation who's misguiding the younger generation on how to, you know, love their wives. So if they pick, if the young generation pick that side of it up, then you, the young generation really can't win. That's when I go to the record labels, and I was saying earlier, the record labels are our whole highly responsible because they will pretty much play God overall with the music. And, you know, back in the days when you had Temptations going in the studio, they stressed 3-4 days to make one hit. Every song took time and time, and we need to make a hit. You know, every song was created in that manner. Nowadays, it's all about just getting out, no love, say what you want to say. We're going to force it upon the people, and they're going to like it, and they're going to accept it, they're going to buy it, we're going to get rich, and it becomes a greed thing. So it's a big contamination from the original root of all of this. It's a big contamination. You know, you hear with the Rand Jaws, the song, You Are My Lady. You, right now, that same emotion that it gave you back and whenever it was first created is still there. It never dies. But
man, I swear, I can sit in your classroom, bro.
I told him he could drive the car, but I was afraid he's going to go through Compton.
Whoa.
You know, but this is, I mean, but that's really what it boils down to. It's a desensitized music industry. But the context in which this happened is advocated from these labels. These labels are putting out anything. Mom and pop labels is what I call them. They're putting out anything because they know it still generates money, so money becomes their root instead of the true love. The money becomes the root. So we don't care what these people get. You know, it's like this. I ain't going to even go that route.
I got a question, guys. We're talking about the many seasons of music. Now, I noticed everybody's stuck on the love season of music.
Thank you.
I have to ask you.
Let me ask.
Because you know why?
Love is what strikes the chord to every ear that's tuned in.
No, let me explain something to you. Let me attack that. It's not that everybody is stuck on love. It doesn't matter what type of music you did. Love was in it. I don't care. Oops. Upside the head, you can hear love in that, because you don't go to the club and go up somebody's head. You dance and you feel good, you know. So the love was in it, you know. It didn't matter, you know. Music came from love and pain, you know. Nowadays it comes from sipping drinks, smoking weed. I'm finna get high, write this song. That's what's being advocated. That's what's being put out there. So
but I gotta agree with you, Pussy Lee. That's them expressing their love for the for the drink, the love for the alcohol, the love for the bees and the aces and whatever they want to call them, because that's the way they express love.
It's a type of love.
You know what?
It's a type of love, but it's not true love. It's not a godly love. It's not a love that advocates peace. It's a love that destroys. That's what you get when you focus on that type of love. And if you don't have nobody that got the knowledge to teach and distinguish the difference, then we all think that
we do.
Love.
We got teacher Poots and Lee.
I mean, so like I say, it's love. You're right. You know, I'll be wrong to say it's not love, but it's not true love. It's like, I mean, you get the point.
And you can drive the car again, Poopsie Lee.
Can I say a disclaimer real quick? Can I say a disclaimer?
Yes.
Okay. Though I am a very spiritual person, I know that there's a lot of people who are listening who might be in different religions. I don't want to just focus on one. I want everybody to feel comfortable listening to the conversation and joining in if you feel the need. And be blessed, all of you all, regardless of whatever religion you believe in. That's it.
I love it. That was great. Thank you. We needed that.
Yeah, we needed it cleaned up.
Girl, you need to come on more often. What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying. You know,
I asked about it the other day. I tried to tell you today.
Really?
But you know what? I think while we're focusing on love, for some reason, we haven't come up with the real answer. And I think the answer is that maybe love isn't fitting into the hip-hop genre. I mean, I understand it. I understand hip-hop. And I understand what Poopsie Lee said, you know. And it's just the point that when I start to think, I go, okay, Frankie Beverly, love and you know, joy and pain, you know, and I think of Al Green, love and happiness. None of these guys are hip hop artists. And so I guess what's happening is that hip hop artists aren't focusing in on as far as that aspect. You know, I think what it is that they, instead of, you know, talking about the makeup and what have you and relationships and what have you, they're talking about getting past it, going find somebody else to hit up on. You
know?
I got to
ask you this, though. I'm going to ask you this, and I want, when we cut from the break, let's discuss this. Do you don't hear it in the hip-hop. Now, if there was a time hip-hop and R&B used to merge, you know, back in the 80s. And but it seems now all the hip hop artists today is no longer embracing the R&B sector of music. Everybody's
well, you know
trying
what?
To sing their own.
I
Everybody's trying to rock to their own. Wait, they're trying to rock to their own tune on iTunes.
But see now, wait a minute now. I got to disagree with you on that. I just heard Jay-Z's new one, The Holy Grail. And Snoop Dogg and Uncle Charlie. See, what's happening is that I think they have started to go back and deal with some of the elders in the music community. You know, you had Kanye and Chaka Khan. You know, so what's happening is that, you know, they sampled some of these artists. And, you know, it's a point one that the elders didn't want to deal with the hip-hop artists. They didn't want to get into what they were doing because, you got to put it like this, there was a dark viewpoint of most of the hip-hop producers and industries because, you know, hey, how'd you get here? Drugs, gangs, what have you. So, you know, just as an elder myself, I wouldn't want to work in an environment like that. But it's changing. You know, like Poopsie Lee said, he said that, you know, the mom and pop studios that are just grinding it out for the money. Well, see, now, these the characters behind these studios, you got to look at, are you really, you know, the elders, do you really want to deal with these people? You know, are you going to let someone call the shots that you don't trust? So, you know, now it's being embraced, but, you know, when the young folks look past the season of making up and they talk about going to the club and, you know, getting it on in the club, Usher, you know, so they don't want to deal in that aspect, but they touch upon it by telling them go out, you know, it's okay
well,
to
Usher's
get drunk.
Gonna, Usher's going to love you because every time you say, they talk about doing this in the club, you say Usher.
Yeah, but see, but guess what? I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? In other words, but I got infiltrated by hearing that, and it kind of just turned me negative because I thought about the clinics and the diseases and what have you that, you know, the people weren't thinking about listening to that kind of point and ruining their lives and catching diseases, you know. So on one side, you know, you have to look at it as though that they're trying to lead the young folks in a helter-skelter lifestyle, you know, don't care, don't, you know, you don't have to know. You know, hey, she's available. You know, be loose like this. Let's just do the darn thing. Whereas
on that
before,
note, we're gonna go ahead and go to a break. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production, check. Artwork and artist bio ready, check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national fire buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about the many seasons of music, and it seems like we've been stuck on one season, and that's love season. So, and I can understand it, you know, because love in itself affects us all in one way or another. And honestly, I think most of our lives we're stuck on love. I don't care what season it is. I think most of our panel will agree. I'm gonna go back to Raw Dog, then we're going back to Tiffany, and then Poochie. Go ahead, Tiffany. I'm saying, go ahead, Raw Dog. Finish up.
You know, and you're right. We are kind of stuck on love. trying to force it into hip-hop. But then, you know, let's talk about the other aspect, the dance music. Okay. You know, I think the time of the year, and you got to say, you know, a good dance song can be any time of the year. And we're talking about, you know, there's so many crap.
When is the break time for good dance song?
Say that again. You broke up on me. What did you say?
When do the music really affect the industry?
Well, I think that, you know, it depends upon the uniqueness of the song, you know, because, you know, school.
But I'm talking about, do you think when school is out, it's time to party?
Well, see,
that,
now, you know, when you talk about
the breakout
dance songs,
season for that?
Well, when you talk about dance songs, you know, the young folks create the dances to a certain degree. And mm-hmm. when they go to school is a good launching point of dance, the new dance craves, or creating a new dance. And it goes from one of them to the next one to the next one. And then you find out that, you know, this is the new dance. And that's how they seem to pass it along. You know, the
I'm
creativity.
Just saying, what time of season do you think that falls in? Like
well,
they break out of school is over, it's time to party.
No, I'd say that starts after the first of the year, basketball season, cheerleaders, what have you. It starts at that point.
Tiffany,
move,
what you think?
Well, I honestly, when it comes down to the dance music, I think it kind of pops out a little bit more during the summer, spring and summer, where a lot of people feel like, okay, they can get a little bit more loose. I'm not saying sexually, but loose in the sense that they can come, you know, out of clothes, get more comfortable, and just kind of, you know, shake a tail feather, which is what it used to be called back in the day. I don't know what it's considered now. But I think that that I think that is like the once the season once it gets warmer once you know there's more sun then I think people really do tend to want to hear a little bit more of the dance music. But when it comes down to then it gets to fall and then in fall you try and be a little bit more linked up and pay a little bit more attention to that partner that you hopefully don't lose in the wintertime, because in the wintertime it gets cold.
Why do everybody if you lose it around the wintertime? Why is that?
Because people don't want to buy Christmas gifts.
You think that's what it is?
You ever had that breakup before Christmas, get back together right before after the new year?
And apologize for everything before. No, I really do kind of feel like it always goes that way. Things get a little over the summer, the spring, and things get a little bit more rocky around the fall time. Then you notice, okay, now we're back to normal. And then in the wintertime, it gets people thinking about, you know, everything that happened in the summertime, but at the same time, you're too scared to get rid of that person. Because of the fact that if you get rid of that person, you're going to be cold in the wintertime because nobody's going to be around you. So I think it is something, and we do tend to listen to music based on that. I mean, I'm guilty of that, too.
It's been a long time since I've been in that dating scene, so I didn't know that people, like, that's the time when people be breaking up is around Christmas time, so. Maybe this Christmas time, I fall out with a wife. You never know.
Oh, heck no. Don't you dare do that. That's when the blues come through.
Oh, that's when the blues come.
But see, that's the difference is that with me, I tend to, I mean, right now, just this year, I decided that I wanted to focus on business and focus on the film, so I'm single at the moment. But the thing about it is that I noticed that once it gets still, I find myself around, once it gets closer to fall, I'm kind of getting like that itch to get in a relationship. And this is just, you know what I mean? I think it's just a natural occurrence that happens. And so you start to listen to those music, you know, those types of music, rather. So, you know, I do think that there's a place for all different types of music. Now, let me go back to, I have to say one other thing. Usher songs do not cause diseases. Okay?
Yeah, but the masks do.
I feel like this whole conversation has been a little bit about disclaimers a little bit. You know, everybody should practice safe sex if you're having it. Okay, that's my thing. But, you know, no matter what time, it is that time. It is that time right now. Right now, it's still in the summer. And, you know, the time that makes people, I feel like people tend to be a little bit more creative during this time of the year. I really do. I feel like people get more energy to create. Musicians have more energy to create. So this is the time to, of course, break out of that box and create something that we will remember. Not a one-hit wonder, something that we will remember and something that will last. Okay, that's it.
Okay, now I'm gonna go here with you, Tiffany. What kind of film? Now I know you're doing a film. What kind of music will set the scene of this movie? And then we're gonna have them contact Hip Hop National so we can get this thing going.
Yes, please. Please
okay.
do. What I'm looking for.
What are the scenes that affecting that film?
I am looking for, which is funny. I am looking for love songs, love types of songs. I'm looking for the songs that talk about searching. Is somebody being in search of something, whether that's love, whether that's success, whether that's change of any type. I'm looking for not necessarily all slow songs, but mellow, a lot of mellow songs, and with a lot of real and honest musicianship. I'm not really looking for a lot of screaming, yelling, rapping. What I'm looking for is that if there is a rap song, that's cool. But have a very, very nice beat to it. I want that classical feel to contemporary music, if you understand what I mean.
Well, don't get me wrong.
You know,
look, I'll tell you like
this. See what that baby making.
I've heard some good rap songs around a barbecue. Even Ice Cube did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So to say that there's no real good love song that can hit that film, I disagree.
Oh.
I think a lot of artists can put it on today. But I think this generation is a little disengaged with a lot of things. Only reason why I say it is because the influence of what they're getting at school. And the influences that they're getting from the radio today. And that's the record industry feeding it to them.
Right. Right.
That's just my opinion.
And you know,
but
go
ahead, Tiffany.
No, I was just going to say I'm also looking for. I'm not stuck, you know, with any particular genre. But what I would like is that I want lyrics that say something, mean something, and can make a difference. Because this film, I believe, can make a difference because actually when it comes down to it, it's about the strength of women, this film called Complacent. It's about the strength of women, but it's also showing that there are very, 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 very supportive men as well. You see what I'm saying? So really what it's about is showing that there is humanity outside of what stereotypes that we have. So I want music to go along with that. I don't care if the artist is singing, you know, country, classical, anything, rap, jazz, anything, everything for me is okay. As long as it has a meaning, as long as it has a purpose, and as long as there's a lot of really good music following the lyrics. That's what's important.
Can I interact on that?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Tiffany is your name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yep.
Is your name Tiffany? Okay, I want to take you up on an offer. So
So I want to give you my contact information right now.
No, Bruce Lee, do not do that over the air. Hold your horses. You got to come through Hip Hop National.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
everything. Yes.
Well, poetic. I want to take her up on that offer, but just on the strength of what she's looking for, and she kind of made me think about something when she was telling me when she was describing what she wanted, and I was hearing y'all talk about, you know, the whole structure of music, and something I was telling you earlier when I said, you know, when people create music, it has to come from some intellect, some emotion. Yeah, and that's based on how they're conditioned in this life. With myself, I don't care what type of song I write. I don't care if it's talking about dogs doodling. It's going to come from a biblical standpoint. You know, and I think that's the thing with music. You know, when you look at the artist, you know, you don't really see. You know, they don't give you their lifestyle. They kind of just give you their mentality about what they think about, what they're talking about. And they discuss some people who have intelligence or who have, you know, high intellect. They hear this stuff and say, this is not music. This just people on here just saying they want to say, and they become disgusted with that, you know, and it's sad to say that that's understandable. But, you know, the younger artists, like we've been talking about this whole night, you know, they're not conditioned in a way to reach higher levels of intellect. They only rap what they know. And if you look at it from that aspect, it's fair to say that they haven't been taught. You know, that's just the problem with that. They haven't been taught. Not only haven't they been taught, they're also being reinforced to keep doing what they're doing as if what they're doing is what needs to be done. Because it's successful for them. They're getting money off of it. You know, they get paid. You know, it's like I tell people, back in the days, the dope game was big. Every youngster wanted to sell some type of dope because all they cared about is the money, not the consequences. You know, if people really understood how much time you can get for selling dope back in those days, half these youngsters in jail wouldn't even touch dope. But the money that was coming with it and how fast it was coming became the over-dominant in their life, but they want it. They chased after the money. They didn't take no pride in selling dope. And it's the same thing with music. And now the dope scene, it kind of faded away because everybody feels like, hey, if I go in the studio, do 15 songs, burn it, put it on the CD, this is my new dope. And that don't require the knowledge or understanding of how music should be done. But when you go out there and you distribute the music, you distribute it, and then you get a buzz on YouTube, you get a buzz on the internet, and the labels see that, it all boils back down to the money. But nobody really focuses on the assault that it caused in the music industry. Now, seasonal music, you were talking about that. I haven't really spoken on the seasonal music because I misunderstood what y'all was trying to, you know, explain tonight. I think seasonal music is really the job of the radio stations. More so, you know, they put it out there, you know, Christmas time, they play a certain type of music. I know back in the days they did. Now it's kind of hard to distinguish. It's all about what's more fit for that season than actually seasonal music. The party music, the dance music, I look at that. That's a whole different class. It's just merged with hip-hop, the dance music. I know a couple of guys out in Houston. That's all they do. They sit in the studio day in, day out, and, I mean, they spend hours trying to create up some kind of dance and, you know, get it out there. And I look at that as a different style of music, even though it's promoted and they carry the image of hip-hop artists. They're really dancers, you know. So when you get your dance music, you know, usually, when you throw parties, I mean, I think seasonal music is all based on events. You know, that's what I look at.
How about the Halloween time? You know, like, don't get me wrong, when Halloween came around, you had Michael Jackson who introduced it, Thriller.
I respect that song. Yeah, but you would jam Thriller. I jam Thriller right now. I put it in my car and play it right now, and I would understand Halloween, but I would I mean, Thriller, but even back then, like I say, that
was
more.
But what I'm saying, it was the time of essence. It was he hit the time of the moment. It released around Halloween time, boom, and he actually captured a season that most people don't even embrace.
True.
So you know why?
Someone told him we're going to create it for this season, just like Tiffany put out a what she was looking for and wanted to hear in the music. Now someone has an idea that they can go into a studio and try to please her and be accepted in what she's trying to do. See, these guys have no direction. They have no direction. Exactly
right.
What she did is exactly what they need. You know, it's just like, okay, let's do it like this. Poetic, why don't you put out on the air and request artists to send to Hip Hop National songs that you can submit to Tiffany for her movie under the category and the way she described what she wanted. And you'll have people going to work to fulfill that.
Raw Dog, I'm not going to do that. You know why? So you just did it.
Oh.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yes, thank you.
You know what?
This is why I love you.
I may act
this
slow,
is why
but
I love you.
Mark Raw Dog.
Yeah. I love you too for this. I didn't have to say anything. Great.
But see,
continue,
Raw Dog. He said that he wanted to be part of that for her to hear something.
We have never submitted a song.
I noticed that as music director. But I
think like long time ago, but not recently.
Can I just have some difficulties.
real quick,
can I just say one thing that I think would be fabulous? Wouldn't it be a wonderful idea for Hip Hop National to find and book for artists for Complacent, the soundtrack? And then just come.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it, baby.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? I'm just saying. You know,
We're going to do it.
Curious.
We're going to do it.
I hate to say this, Tiffany.
Maybe Hip Hop National is in the movie, but you, huh?
I Raw Dog Productions would be all over in that movie. Because you know what? Exactly what you said is the kind of music I love. And, you know, when you were describing it, I'm going, yeah. Somebody finally understands what I'm trying to do. But anyway.
Daddy Old School was the last one I got from Pootsie.
And if you play that right now, I bet you everybody would say, okay, we are. He's one of them artists that can. That song
coming down in 3, 2, 1. We'll be back in just a minute. Y'all stay with us. We're gonna listen to Daddy Old School. We're gonna see what she talking about.
Let's do it.
My Daddy Old School. We gonna do it. My daddy was not a rolling stone. He was a player, smashing every chick he rolled up on. You can say I'm thinking childish, hell, I know I'm wrong. If you've been through the same, you already know the song. It's spilled milk, now I'm playing with the hand I'm dealt. Thinking of stuff I never thought how my mama felt. Rushed it into early manhood, guess how it feels to be a child with no toys, cause mama paying bills. As many times as we flunked inside my daddy's car, the back lights in place was the last thing I saw. Knew he was coming back.
All right, we only have so many. Do this again. We only have so many minutes, so I kind of stopped and interrupted the song. Wanted to get an idea of what Pootsie Lee had put out. I heard the song. I remember the song. Want to bring you guys in, get a thought on it, and then boom, let's see if we can make this connection. This is how it works, guys, right here on Hip Hop National. Submit your music, you get in the film. You can't beat that. Hip Hop National Radio, www.hiphopnational.com. Now, what's your thoughts there, Tiffany? Is anybody hearing me?
I hear you.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back. Okay. Hello? wait.
Hand
I have
to down.
sorry. There is things going on.
Woman down.
wait. I have to tell you, I like the vibe on that because I like that there wasn't. To be honest with you, I don't really want songs that are yelling at me. In this piece, I don't necessarily think it's important for that. I don't think it really fits the screenplay. Yeah, there's a couple very high emotional moments that it could. But at the same time, what I'm looking for is, does anybody know, anybody online, do you know the song Guess Who? Raw Dog.
I think I'm familiar with it.
If you tell me you don't not, oh, wait, hold on. You don't know the song, Guess
Who's
Who?
The artist?
Guess Who?
He can't Guess even who? Tell me the artist.
Wow.
She asked me about the
Guess
song,
who?
But she don't know who did it.
Wait, hold on. Let's talk about something else, and then I'll get back to you. Because it's in my... you all are assuming what you think that I was doing, which I wasn't.
What were we assuming?
Girl, what you saying we were assuming? What were you doing?
Yeah, what were we assuming? You're going to be under the bus in a minute.
What are you doing, lady?
Tell us, please tell us.
Wait. No, you know the song. And if you don't, I'm intentionally trying to wait until Ron tells me who it is, because I know who it is.
Okay.
But
I don't. You know what? I don't know who that is. Can
Nancy Wilson, come on. Nancy
who?
Wilson, do you not know her? Nancy Wilson.
Okay, Nancy Wilson. Okay, yes.
You are not a musician if you do not know. Wait.
No, but see, you know
man
what?
Down.
Man down. Okay, and I'll be down. But guess what?
All right, guys, we got 3 minutes. Y'all up.
Well, now that I'm under the bus and she keeps backing up and over me, it was a good show.
This is important.
I think,
and I'm going to interrupt you. It's important. Y'all send y'all music in to www.hiphopnationalradio. We're getting ready to create an alliance with
Hi-Fi Film.
Her. And yes. Get your music into a film. We're going to filter it right here on this program. Y'all call us at
right
you can call 954-461-3398. Okay? And let's get it done. Let's get it in. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Back to the discussion. Go ahead.
Oh, it's my turn? Well, I want to be...
No, you shouldn't even say anything now. You can't even say... I'm mad at you, Raw Dog.
If you're mad, you can get over it if it's good. You're not a fool.
Who's the lead? Who's the lead? We're going to make that happen. What I need you to do is submit some music to the show. Okay?
I will, but I gave you my whole album, though. I submitted you my whole album.
Hey, not through our upload system, you didn't.
Oh, okay. So, here's what I got to send it to because I'm driving. I hear what you said,
right.
But I ain't going to remember that.
HipHopNational.com.
Okay. I thought you said something else.
No, it has to come through there because, see, everybody on the team get it, not just me.
Okay.
You leave it up to me, ask Rondo. You leave it up to me.
You just show me. Guess who you leave it up to? You're leaving it up to Raw Dog.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm
going to
send $20 with that, and I'll hook you up.
that's what's up. I sent him my whole album, so I thought I was good.
Raw Dog, this is what has to happen.
is that everybody will submit to Hip Hop National, and then at that same time, they'll make sure to go onto Forrest Whitaker's website, which is where Complacent is in the top seven on that as a feature film. And what they will do is apply for music composition. It's there. They have to do it both steps, to Hip Hop National and then to Forrest Whitaker's website, which I will give to Al Poetic so that he can let them know how to do that. I want everything to be transparent. I want everything to come through, you know, on the up and up. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
I want to hear some music. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
everything will be on the up and up because guess what?
Yeah.
That's the only way that I do things, and that's the only way Poetic does things.
Right.
So,
you don't know Nancy.
Have
Wilson,
no doubt.
So I'm still mad at
you.
You
know, the
$20
was a donation from Poochie Lee to Hip Hop National.
Yeah, for sure. But, no, really, everybody, please do take them seriously. Please do submit. I would love to hear your music. I would love to have a chance to share it with my other producers as well. Please do that. Thanks, guys.
All right, cool.
Now back to the conversation.
Guys. Actually, the show, we wrapped up this part of the show. This is how we support the unsigned community. Y'all send in the music. Get it into Dr. AT in the mix. We want to hear what's going to impact in this film, Complacent. www.hiphopnational.com
and
to maximize your exposure.
And do make sure the word complacent is spelled the English way. What, you know, before people start writing, if they're writing something new, make sure that they look up the definition of complacent so that their songs coincide with that piece, because it's not the standard complacent that we see all the time. It's the complacent that means willingness to please or oblige, tending to consent to others' wishes. So therefore, just, you know, keep that in mind if you are writing something new, please.
All right. All right, guys. Dr. AT, take it away.
Time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
This is Dr. AT.
Yeah,
this is Dr. AT.
You know what this about? Spread the word, you heard? Why hate every time I paint picture? I change minds with the rhymes I'm giving.
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poetic, right here in the studio.
Despite the
is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995. Time to party. Summer. Dr. Ray T. Cammy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio. And the next song is going to be by Miss Tiffany. Get Money.
Don't they know I'm the boss like Chris Brock? Too many times. me know if you really feeling me. I always try to come from the depths of my heart, letting them know I've been real from the start. Oh, I play games, and this is real, man. Ain't nobody playing around, we trying to keep paying. Making a living the best I can. Do it on my own if I have to. I don't need no man standing strong, cause I choose to. Knocking them back, like I said, I was gonna do. And what you gonna do? I'm the queen of the mic, and y'all just a bunch of rapping fools. So go ahead and get lost. I'm getting this money to pay plus this cheddar, cause I'm a boss. And I ain't thinking about a lane. Y'all cross me. Yeah, so that's your loss.
Next on deck, same OG, I wanna know. Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the storms, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah, say me.
Yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Witness to the blind. Leading the blind.
Yeah.
Behind to bless to stress.
Yeah.
With this prophecy.
Yeah.
I prophesy.
Yeah.
Ignorance is kind.
Yeah.
Inviting us with a smile.
Yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward.
Yeah.
Turn, then unwind.
Yeah.
Two steps.
Yeah.
With each breath I breathe.
Yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Make sure the thief of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control. Your soul.
Yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow. Not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire, I'll be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
Mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you through stained glass.
Cross Blue.
Stained Glass Blue.
Breaks for you like a continuous flood, ever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you, celestial blue, to ever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of light we have ever plunged. When I look at you through stained glass blue, blue.
Next on deck is Shergi, Lovely Day.
Get higher, push
ER Chris.
Let's go, go, go. Who's there for me? And I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Let's go. Now they flow. It's two steps doubles. We can take it slow. So incredible. Now they flow. You know I'm ready to go with two steps doubles. But I'ma take it slow. Now they flow. We on cruise control. You know it's on my mind. Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. Still rock fake shoes and procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make the fatty shake. She love when I do step while I'm flipping with Drake. You know I gotta have a dark color cup of pink. Cuban link. Thing that rings.